The rest of the story. Sebastian Melmoth began his career as a children's author rather spontaneously. One day while visiting with a group of Cambridge students, he invented a story for them, a story in fairy tale form, and it so delighted his listeners that he later wrote it down. Sebastian called it The Happy Prince. Within 2.5 years, he had penned several other children's stories, had published them along with The Happy Prince under one cover. Young readers and adult literati alike were charmed. Perfect, said one critic. Pure English, said another. Indeed, the language Sebastian used in his fairy tales was thrillingly lyrical, inspiring to the imagination. His second collection of children's stories, called A House of Pomegranates, was even more elaborately embroidered and brimming with sumptuous descriptions. The book was beautifully printed, handsomely bound. Soon Sebastian was being compared to the giants of children's literature. Perhaps the rest of the story is the extent to which Mr. Melmoth's own small sons influenced his attitudes and his writing. Sebastian adored his two boys, and they him. In fact, he was equally popular among the neighbors' children, was always laughing with them, talking with them, and above all, taking them seriously. Buying presents for his sons was perhaps the most serious business of all for Sebastian. It's said that he deliberated and discussed the purchase of each toy with judicial solemnity and examined each item in the store with episcopal ceremoniousness. Furthermore, according to Sebastian, it was the duty of every father to write fairy tales for his children. But because he was a real father, writing mainly for children of his own, he realized that there was more to the process than many imagined. Quote, "The mind of a child is a great mystery." Those words Sebastian once lamented to a friend. He said, "The mind of a child is incalculable." And still, the children's literature he created has stood the test of more than a century's retellings. His collections of stories have sold millions of copies, have been translated into languages for children in every corner of the earth, and they've been adapted for television. And they've been transformed into cartoons and stage plays and even operas and ballets. And yet, this ultimately innocent and charming weaver of captivating yarns for youngsters is remembered best at his worst, as a man who once fell in love with another man and went to prison and to hard labor for 2 years for what was then an unpardonable crime. For you see, Sebastian Melmoth was the alias he assumed after being released from jail. It was the name under which he traveled after leaving England forever. And yet, posterity would eventually condemn the law that condemned Sebastian. Posterity eventually would cherish his memory and his stories for children. And the other body of literature, the other things he wrote, for which he was even better recognized. For Sebastian Melmoth, devoted father, tender creator of The Happy Prince, wielded not only a feathered quill, but a satirical sword. You remember the brilliant author of The Importance of Being Earnest? That was Sebastian Melmoth. Of course, he wrote under the name Oscar Wilde. Now you know the rest of the story.